More now from the NorCal Public Newsroom. Residents of six Bay Area counties, San Francisco, Santa Clara, San Mateo, Marin, Contra Costa, and Alameda, have been ordered to shelter in place for the next 3 weeks. Low-wage workers in businesses that remain open may have a difficult choice to make. There are serious public health consequences when these workers choose to go to work sick. And that's led San Jose City Council members to propose bold action. Pamela Lawrence has the story.
In Santa Clara County, where confirmed cases of COVID-19 continue to rise, the area's economic divide is a contributing factor to the spread of the virus. As a response, community leaders in San Jose have proposed one of the strongest paid sick leave ordinances in the nation. The plan was announced at a press conference Friday outside San Jose City Hall.
Good morning. I'm Magdalena Carrasco. I'm the council member that represents District 5, which is the east side of San Jose.
Councilmember Carrasco is one of the plan's authors.
Just 30% of private industry workers in the lowest 10% wages have access to paid sick leave, compared to 93% of workers in the highest 10% wages. In other words, our poorest are at the greatest disadvantage.
Workers throughout the nation and California are confronting a patchwork of guidelines on sick leave. California state law allows for up to 3 days of paid sick leave for workers. Lower wage workers may choose to go to work sick rather than risk being fired. Ruth Silvertaub is the supervising attorney of the Workers' Rights Program at Santa Clara University School of Law.
Once the workers have exceeded the 3 days or the 24 hours of sick leave that the state mandates, workers have been fired.
I asked Jeffrey Buchanan, Director of Public Policy at Working Partnerships USA, if the 14-day paid sick leave mandate would hurt small businesses who can't afford it.
For small businesses, if a worker comes in, you risk losing your entire workforce to the spread of this disease. For every one person who has the disease, if they come into work, they could spread it to 2 to 3 additional folks. So for a small business, it's really critical if someone is sick that they stay home. And so we think this ordinance will do that.
At the federal level, the House early Saturday morning passed the Families First Coronavirus Response Act. The bill, which has a 2-week paid sick leave provision, is now headed to the Senate. San Jose Councilmember Sylvia Arenas doesn't have confidence that it will be enacted soon enough.
We cannot wait for the federal government to get their act together for San Jose families.
If the House bill in its current form is approved by the Senate and signed by President Trump, it may help workers at small and medium-sized businesses. But there's a big loophole, an exemption for businesses with 500 employees or more, like McDonald's. Maria Ruiz was at the press conference to talk about her experience working at McDonald's during this pandemic.
Y no solo eso. En los días de enfermedad, a veces es un poco dificultoso.
To be able to get paid sick days has been difficult. Recently, a colleague of mine came to work really sick, and I asked her, why are you here? You're putting us all at risk. And she said, who's going to pay my bills? And McDonald's is not going to pay my bills.
There are some indications the bill may undergo changes in the Senate. Of the 4 largest cities in California, San Jose is the only one that hasn't enacted a paid sick leave ordinance. The city council's proposal will be voted on by the council's rules committee this week, then likely go to the full council next Tuesday. Jeffrey Buchanan.
Really, the solution is we need the city to act to put this in a place so workers are safe.
I'm Pamela Lawrence with the KRCB North Bay Report.
Again, a reminder, tonight at 7, you can take part in our second virtual coronavirus town hall with Sonoma County's top officials. You can submit your questions right now by emailing viewer@norcalpublicmedia.org or visit our socials.